See you later.
Have a great day.
You too.
I see you in about 2 weeks.
Yes, you will. No, 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
What do you mean 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
We've got 3 weeks now. December 12th.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna stay out of Waterbury.
Case number 823-352.
Yeah, you better.
Good afternoon. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
My name is Matthew Iannucci. Last name is I-A-N-N-U-C-C-I. I'm representing North Frankfort Police Department.
Say officer?
I am not an officer. Title is Police Operations Manager at FPD.
Mr. Iannucci, would you like to make an opening statement?
Sure. So I'm here representing the North Frankfort Police Department. The original investigating officer was Officer Massimo Caroli, who is now a detective. I currently am at North Frankfort Police Department in the role of Police Operations Manager, which is a combination role of records and other duties, where I also fulfill the police temporary police department background investigations for the department. Before, I've been at North Frankfort PD since April of 2024. Before that, I was at Woodbridge Police Department in Connecticut for approximately 11 years as a police officer, sworn police officer, the last three being a detective in their detective bureau. The denial today for the appellant is based on suitability. The investigating officer conducted a background investigation, which was tied to her the appellant's fingerprints, and when that came back, there were numerous charges out of the state of Florida, including possession of cocaine and paraphernalia, as well as a fraud charge dating back. The most recent situation was the year 2000. And based upon that, the investigating officer suggested to the chief of police to deny based on suitability for those because of that criminal history in Florida. While in the state of Connecticut and while living in North Brantford, there has not been any police interaction with the appellant, and the police department are very minimal. Minor instances that don't really apply to this situation.
Okay. Ma'am, do you have any questions for Mr. Iannucci based on what he just testified to?
Well, I actually was the one that supplied all of these reports that they have attached to their thing. I supplied all of that information.
But do you have any questions for him?
I just want to know, like, why I've been. I don't know, I guess this is 26 years ago. I've been clean since March 1st of 1999. And upstanding citizen in the community now. My son's in military police. My other son is an honor roll student at North Brantford High School. So I don't see what drug charges from my early 20s have to do with the person that I am today.
Are you able to answer that? I don't know if that was necessarily a question.
Due to the fact that I didn't conduct the background investigation, I can't really comment on all of that. I would say that if this were to come across my desk today, that I would probably, you know, conduct some sort of questioning after, you know, just to get an update and see if there are still issues that would present themselves today that would cause me to deny the applicant or the appellant. And based off those answers, make the decision there. But other than that, like I said, an in-house check of our records today, this morning before I came, showed no other police interaction with our department within the last 2 years since this event. And then before that, there was only a few and definitely not disqualifying.
Do you have any other questions, ma'am, for him? Does the board have any questions?
So at this point, you would issue a pistol permit?
Depending on the answers that would, you know, come from questioning the appellant, if it were me, probably, I would say I would lean towards issuing. But ultimately, that was the decision of the investigating officer 2 years ago, as well as the chief of police, or deputy chief at the time, to deny.
And do you have the authority now to issue?
So right now, I conduct the background investigations, I make my suggestions to the chief, and then ultimately they sign off on the application, and then my name goes on the letter to say that they've been approved, so I guess that's considered issuing. Yes.
Okay.
Other questions?
Does she have any criminal convictions as we sit here today?
So based on the triple I and the findings associated with the fingerprints, they were, there's a few, Florida uses different language as far as dispositions. There was a few nollies and then a few cases that were withheld, and I'm not sure what exactly that equals to in our state.
Do they equal to convictions? Is she a convicted?
No.
Anything?
No. And she answered that truthfully on the application.
She did. That was my next question. She listed some arrests and said no convictions.
Yes, correct.
Is that truthful and complete?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Other questions?
No. Questions for the appellant?
I guess, all right, let's go in order. So I'll no just, other questions by the board.
I'll just say you mentioned that you consider issuing now based on answers to questions. You're going to get that opportunity. So to ask her the questions that you are concerned about.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. I this is the first time I've ever had an
All right, you can ask her the questions when we get there.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you
absolutely.
Can tell us what you think after.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. No other questions for Mr. Iannucci. All right, ma'am, is there anything you'd like to tell us before people have the opportunity to ask you questions?
Just really that, though. I'm not the person I was back then. I went to rehab, I completed the drug program, I haven't touched any drugs since March 1st of 1999. It's one day at a time, every day, but I'm active in helping others achieve goals of sobriety and getting clean. I think I'm way better person than I was back then.
Thank you, ma'am. Sir, do you have any questions for the appellant?
So as you mentioned before, when was the last time you used drugs of any sort?
March 1st of 1999.
Okay, I commend you on staying sober.
Thank you.
It's a very difficult task.
Attorney Sinelli.
How about alcohol?
I don't drink every day socially, like at a Christmas party or, you know, like we just recently had a surprise 60th birthday for my friend. I had a couple beers, mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff, but alcohol's never been an issue for me.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever get drunk?
No.
So when you drink, what do you drink?
When I, those little twisted teas or, you know, something like malt beverage.
And how many?
I don't do shots. I don't do any of that stuff.
Well, you just said a couple beers.
Well, yeah, a couple beers, but it's the same thing. The twisted tea is like the malt beverage, like the malt, the girly beer.
Go ahead, I'm not gonna say.
Thank you. Other questions? Seeing none.
You still live in North Brantford?
I do, yes. I've been in the same house for 12 years.
Okay. Do you have any other witnesses, ma'am? Would you like to make a closing statement?
Just like I said, I feel like I'm a different person and, you know, not that person anymore. Thank God. Worked very hard to get where I am today. I have a beautiful family and
thank you.
Before you do that, having heard that, as far as suitability, I mean, you got to ask her the question you wanted to ask.
I do think that I think that would be enough for me to make sure, you know, to find her suitable.
Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
kind
of prompted it.
I think I'm all set.
Brief factual.
This is a denial by the North Brantford Police Department. The denial is for suitability. Basic denial is the appellant's several arrests for narcotics and fraud violations from Florida. The most recent was 24 years ago. It does not appear that there are any convictions for any of those offenses. And the appellant did declare or disclose all those arrests on her application to the police department. She said she had been clean from any type of drugs since March 1st, 1999.
Thank you. Comments by the board?
I just think it's important that after hearing the case, the appellant is leaning toward she's suitable right now. Not the appellant, I'm sorry, the issuing authority. That the appellant is suitable today.
No other comments? Dr. Conrad?
For the appellant.
Attorney Sinetti?
Appellant.
Mr. Gray?
Appellant.
Colonel Overture?
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis?
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Appellant.
Chair votes appellant. 7-0 in favor of the appellant. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.